WorldNewsTrust.com is a new site that is trying to define the new mainstream. Their founder, Francis Goodwin, is a veteran journalist who set out on his own a few years ago and has slowly carved out a niche. What does the site do? It tells the truth and provides a place for intelligent columnists to talk about what's really happening in America. It's a good site with people who care about what's going on in America and the world. It's a great site with many loyal writers, including Ramsey Baroud, Harvey Wasserman, Mickey Z. There are too many to list them all. Some content is published on World News Trust first, some is published elsewhere and copied to World News Trust. We also welcome back World News Trust, who continue to support our show and host our website. Visit World News Trust for a dose of news with enlightened and informed opinion. It's not like Fox or CNN or the New York Times. It's World News Trust, defining the new mainstream in online journalism. Visit them today and tell them the New American Dream Radio Show sent you. WorldNewsTrust.com. What if we find that equality is the greatest gift that God gave humans? What if we find that no human being is an enemy of another human being? That it has just been politics all along? What if all politics and politicians were jettisoned from our planet? What if we lived simply through our great principles and universal ideals? What if we flowed our human life through the all-American founding of liberty and happiness for all? What if the American founding blueprint allowed us the right progress of all people, without sin for the religious and without error for the rational? What if we put money to work simply for the good stewardship of the planet and the caring of all people? What if our new oil on the planet is simply human creativity and that all energy is free, non-harmful, and universal? What if we governed ourselves without a master as the fulfillment of the American founder's vision? What if we decided it was love's turn on the planet? Join together here at thespiritualun.org and we will build that new world for the 99% of us. Thespiritualun.org.
It's just a ride. And we can change it anytime we want. It's only a choice. No effort, no work, no job, no savings of money. A choice right now between fear and love. The eyes of fear want you to put bigger locks on your door, buy guns, close yourself off. The eyes of love instead see all of us as one. Here's what we can do to change the world right now to a better ride. Take all that money we spend on weapons and defense each year and instead spend it feeding, clothing, and educating the poor of the world, which it would many times over, not one human being excluded, and we can explore space together, both inner and outer, forever. And peace.
And now, coming to you live from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, in Duluth, Minnesota, Dreaming the New American Dream with your hosts, Chuck Gregory and Mike Pelichek.
Welcome to the New American Dream Radio Show. Tonight, we bring you a prison show. Now, we're not actually broadcasting from a prison, and I, for one, really hope not to ever be inside one that way. But tonight's show has a lot to do with prisons, because both of our guests are advocates for prisoners. I'm not sure if Mike planned it that way, but if he didn't do it consciously, then here's a big shout out to his brilliant subconscious. It's fun to have a theme. It gives me something to talk about. Prisons and prisoners are everywhere, and only occasionally do they make the mainstream news. They don't really want us to think about them too much, because they get away with all sorts of abuses just by staying under the radar. Prisoners who are the victims of the abuse generally want to stay under the radar, too. It takes a heck of a lot of guts to actually stand up for yourself against that system. More guts than sense, probably. I'm just saying. prisons, the prison system, as our sponsor, the spiritualun.org, has pointed out a couple of times, just another cog in the military-industrial complex. That complex that Ike warned us about way back in the early 50s, 1950s, I'm talking about. I was born in that decade. I can't say I remember the early part too well. Sometimes they do want to have us think about prisons. They want us to be afraid that they will put us into one, throw away the key. They want us to be afraid that they will torture us or kill us. They want us to be afraid to say anything, afraid to do anything, afraid to be anything. And we can't let them get away with it. Mike and I talk to you about these things because we want you to listen. We want you to look at the way things really are. You may not believe everything we say here, and that's fine with us. We just want you to think about it. Challenge the basic assumptions that we'd all like to make because they'd make our lives easier. We want you to think about whether our leaders are telling us the truth. We want you to think about whether we have any reason to be proud of America. We want you to think about whether we have any reason to be proud of ourselves as human beings. We want you to think. That's all we ask. It'd be nice if you act on your thoughts. Because if we don't act on what we believe, we won't be making much of a difference in this world. But the first part, we have to think. They are afraid to have us think. So it must be important. And now my friend and co-host, Mike Palachek, an American writer.
Hey, Chuck. Tonight, as you mentioned, we welcome Anthony Reason. He's a toll booth operator, an anarchist, and a Zine publisher, and advocate for prisoners. He's in Chicago, and he's been with us at least a couple times before. And we also welcome back Esther Brown. She's been with us, I believe, once before. She's in Alabama. She's the director of Project Hope to Abolish the Death Penalty. So tonight we're coming to you from Fort Lauderdale, Duluth, Vancouver, Canada, Alabama, and Chicago. A few quick announcements. Kevin Barrett is a 9/11 truth advocate and a radio show host. He's thinking about a run for Congress, and he's asking for thoughts along that way. And I sent him my note that said, yeah, run. His email address is kbarrett@merr.com. Kevin Barrett for Congress. Another announcement, the Vancouver hearings, 9/11 hearings, will be held June 15th through 17th in Vancouver, the Denman Theater. And I encourage anybody to Google Vancouver hearings to get an idea of what they're going to talk about there. Something else on Veterans Today. Veterans Today almost always has some interesting stuff. If you want to go to Veterans Today and look at Jim Fetzer's column on Saddam Hussein, it's called Ouch, Ed Schultz is a Phony and a Fraud. And it has something that I didn't have any idea about before about Saddam Hussein. Also, look up the Catholic Worker Journal. Catholic workers are always doing interesting things. Just Google Catholic Worker Journal. Also, the Nuclear Resister to find out about folks United States in America who are going to prison resisting the America through nonviolent civil disobedience, nukeresister.org. Okay, to what rigorous study do we owe our beliefs about the critical issues, themes, mysteries of our day? Osama buried at sea, and as I mentioned before, Jim Fetzer, Veterans Today at Saddam, he's talking about a double, that Saddam was actually killed in a bomb raid, and we had to resurrect him, and the Saddam that went on trial was not actually Saddam, and I had actually never heard that before. So again, go to Jim Fetzer, Veterans Today, Saddam, not Saddam. Osama buried at sea, JFK, RFK, Martin King, Pearl Harbor, Cuba. Can you believe anything our government says about those? What we believe, is it because of what we have studied about that, or is it just because what we have been told about on TV? Cincinnati, Saginaw, Michigan, Ottumwa, Iowa. Can you even believe what your government tells you about Ottumwa, Iowa? The evidence says you cannot. 9/11, Waco, the Oklahoma City bombing, UFOs, the counting of the votes in the elections of George Bush, the alleged moon landings, the death of Paul Wellstone, the presence of U.S. military personnel stationed everywhere on the planet for seemingly no reason. Do we believe what we believe because we have studied, held them in our hands, rolled them around, and decided? Or was it because we heard it on the TV from some person being paid to deliver the message? Well, it's been a long road, from a stolen election to a government-planned attack on September 11, 2001, to two invasions based on lies, based on power, on money, to a murdered senator, the one standing in their way, who would not be moved. We didn't want to come. We marched. We emailed. We sang. We wrote. We got arrested, but it came anyway, and it's still here. The new American dream is a yellow ribbon free zone. We do not support the troops. We do not support fighter planes flying over the Super Bowl. Why? Why support that? And why support the Star Spangled Banner? Steve Earle's F the FBI is actually a song more in line with the free nation, a nation that at least wants to be free. Let the children sing that to start each school day, and we've at least got us a start. The troops are not defending our freedom. They are thugs for the empire. Hoorah. We heard all about putting a boot up their ass from Toby Keith. He's a brave man, right? To encourage other men to kill men, women, and children for no reason. Real patriots for the Dixie Chicks, we all know that now. Why didn't we know it then? Are we idiots, cowards? Are we evil? Are we a virus with shoes, as Bill Hicks suggested? Just asking. Protesters protect our freedom. That's the truth. Think Medea Benjamin, not John McCain. A hero does not drop bombs on people who are trying to live their lives out. What is needed is a new American dream, something we can finally be proud of, not based on greed, killing, torture, prisons, keeping others poor so that we may be rich. That's not who we are. Is that who you feel you are? No, it's not. We are much, much better than this, much better than the rich people we have chosen for some reason to lead us. We need to be open to a new way of seeing things. Let us wipe the sleep from our eyes, the be-all-you-can-be military advertising lies, the lies of politicians, the fantasy found in our high school history books. Oswald did it? Sirhan did it? What? Oklahoma City was done by McVeigh alone? The fire coming out of the tanks at Waco, did you see that? Do you still believe our president and attorney general and FBI did not burn children alive on purpose? The World Trade Center towers collapsed from the fire? One of them was not even hit by a plane? Saddam had weapons of mass destruction? We believe it because Colin Powell told us so? What? Come on, teachers, priests, ministers, coaches, parents, please start telling the truth. We can handle the truth. In fact, without the truth, we cannot live. We will die slowly and then all at once. We will collapse, and that will be that. It will be over. A dusty pile of rubble and ho-hos and lies. We need inspiration, something to foster desire to drive way across the country, just to soak it all in, rather than just a desire to leave the country and escape the tired predictability and hordes of American idiots. We need a new dream, something real, solid to believe in. Truth in our history books, bread on the table of the poor. There really, honestly, are truths and riches out there we have not yet imagined, growing this moment in the fertile minds of those who will lead us. We have many heroes from which to draw inspiration, people who gave and are giving their lives to the truth. Patriots, if you will, saints, hard workers, whatever you want to call it, they are there. They have always been there, even if we don't see them. Even if they are not famous, we don't give a damn about that. They are driven by something inside of them, and we can draw hope from the absolute certainty that the same thing is also inside of us. People like Franz Jagerstatter, Sophie Scholl, that's in Nazi Germany, they resisted the Nazis. We can do the same here. Philip Berrigan, Daniel Berrigan, Dorothy Day, Frank Cordero, Brian Terrell, Deborah Sweet, Carl Cabot, Helen Woodson, the whole Plowshares movement, the nuclear resistor, Eileen Fleming, Sam Smith, Jim Fetzer, Kevin Barrett. This is from The Sparrow Sings. It's an email newsletter that goes out from the Milwaukee Catholic Worker every once in a while. This is a letter from Don Timmerman. I was arrested at Giesue, G-E-S-U-E, Church on Good Friday, trying to explain to those entering the church that we as Christians must practice the nonviolence shown to us by Christ during his passion and not promote and encourage our young to train for and fight in wars. GSU is the Jesuit parish connected with Marquette University, which sponsors the ROTC and promotes the U.S. military and its wars. I was issued a citation for trespassing on private property. On April 24th, the day when in 1965, 20,000 Marines invaded the Dominican Republic, Roberta and I were arrested with five other people at Volk Field, the Camp Williams National Guard base where soldiers are trained to operate the killer unmanned robot drones used in Afghanistan, Yemen, and other places where people are indiscriminately killed in violation of international law. We intended to deliver a message to Lieutenant Eben of the base asking that they discontinue the training and work for peace through nonviolent means. Immediately when we went through the front gates, we were taken away and issued citations at the county jail for disorderly conduct. The disorderly conduct was walking onto the base with our signs and pictures of the victims of the drone warfare. We are often asked whether our getting arrested makes any difference. I repeat that Amon Hennessy and A.J. Musty said that when asked this question, I do it not necessarily to change others, but that I will not be changed by them. Since we live in a society that believes and teaches that violence is the answer to bringing peace, it is easy to think and act along those lines. We must constantly remind ourselves of the truth and the message of Christ that we are called to act nonviolently at all times. Only love overcomes evil, and one cannot love and kill at the same time. I am disappointed that Mesmer High School, a Catholic school where I once taught religion, is considering signing a contract with the U.S. military to be a JROTC high school next year. We have much work to do to save our youth from being trained to do violence to their neighbors. Don Timmerman of the Milwaukee Catholic Worker. Well, they, Bush, Obama, Clinton, and company, want us to be afraid, as they told us in their anthrax letters in 2001. Folks, we can do this, but like Don Timmerman, we cannot be afraid.
What if we find that equality is the greatest gift that God gave humans? What if we find that no human being is an enemy of another human being? That it has just been politics all along? What if all politics and politicians were jettisoned from our planet? What if we lived simply through our great principles and universal ideals? What if we flowed our human life through the all-American founding of liberty and happiness for all? What if the American founding blueprint allowed us the right progress of all people, without sin for the religious and without error for the rational? What if we put money to work simply for the good stewardship of the planet and the caring of all people? What if our new oil on the planet is simply human creativity and that all energy is free, non-harmful, and universal? What if we governed ourselves without a master as the fulfillment of the American founder's vision? What if we decided it was love's turn on the planet? Join together here at thespiritualun.org and we will build that new world for the 99% of us. thespiritualun.org.
This public service announcement brought to you by Rolaids and the American Spelling Bee Council of Bowling Green. How do you spell Al-Qaeda? Can you use it in a sentence, please? Yes. Al-Qaeda, the evil towel heads, what drove the planes into the towers and the Pentagon, and now we have to take our clothes off to fly in an airplane, and they do more stuff every day, and it seems that we're scared of them, and we don't care if we have freedom of speech or nothing, because we're Americans, and we have car racing, we can still kill animals, we have our guns to keep us safe from deer and elk, and we salute the troops and the flag in the parade, and way to go, killing those kids in the mountains over there, because it was Bush who did 9/11, not those kids, and we really don't know nothing. The word origin, please. Evil. How do you spell Al-Qaeda? Is it A-L-Q-U-A-D-A? A-L-K-A-Y-D-A? A-L-Q-A-E-D-A? A-L-Q-A-I-D-A? E-L-Q-U-E-D-A? Well, we spell it CIA. Every time. And now, new from your Democratic Party national headquarters. This country needs change. Poverty and unemployment are at an all-time high. More Americans than ever are in prison. Many Americans cannot afford adequate health care. It's not that there's not enough wealth in this country. It's that it's in the wrong hands. Who will light the fire for the new American Revolution? What Bastille will we storm? Who will light themselves on fire? What new giant rallies will be held for workers' rights? Where should we meet? On the docks? In the labor hall? At Marion Federal Prison? Dick Cheney's house? George Bush's house? No, don't be ridiculous. Where's the Democratic Party?
This PSA is from the county commissioners. Your county fair board is not looking for volunteers for the new water board tank. It's not so bad. It's not torture. It's actually a cardiovascular exercise. We use this year as a fundraiser for Head Start Healthcare, bridge repair, pothole filling, teacher salaries, and the food show. Members of the National Guard, VFW, Police Department, Sheriff's Department, Republican Democratic parties are encouraged to pop in and sign up. Tonight's show is also being sponsored by the classic hit TV show Dancing with the Stars, the Stanley Kubrick movie of the Apollo moon lander. Yes, we went to the moon. It was on TV right after My Favorite Martian and before Bewitched. It was real. Get over it. Dancing with the Stars, because we know if it's on TV, it's reality.
Our first guest tonight is Anthony Rayson, the zine publisher and prisoner activist from the Chicago area. Anthony, welcome back to the show.
Hi, thanks. Good to hear from you.
What's new in the Chicago area?
Oh, boy, a lot of things. With this NATO thing coming, there's things going on every day. Also, down locally, there's a big situation going on where they're trying to stick a privately run immigration detention center in the town next to me. So we've been organizing and fighting that constantly since, like, November. We had a huge action about a month ago. People from the Latino neighborhood of Little Village came. They took a three-day walk down from Chicago all the way down to Crete, where the site is down here. And we held rallies all along the way and had a big march through town. And it was quite the event. And that was just one of several things we've been doing fighting that. With this NATO coming, there's things almost every day. There's a huge people summit on the 12th and 13th, which is Saturday and Sunday. There's going to be high-octane speakers and 40, 90-minute workshops. And, you know, thousands of people are coming to town from all over the country. And the insane government is locking down the whole town. There's Black Hawk helicopters, there's cops, there's National Guard, there's snipers on top of the buildings. It's really quite incredible. They just canceled a permit, a march for the nurses were going to do. They changed their the course of their rally. They're afraid of nurses even. So it's really something going on. I'm going to be part of the summit. I'm going to do tabling. I'm going to actually have two tables right at the most choice spot. Plus, I'm doing actually a third of a workshop. There's two other support groups I'm going to do it with, one of them coming in from New York. So we're covering all kinds of issues. On the 14th, there's a big day of action for education. On the 15th, end immigration detention, candlelight vigil. The 16th, rally to demand a moratorium on foreclosures and evictions. The 17th, environmental bike rally. 18th, that's the nurses' march and a big... all kinds of high-powered bands are playing, too, during all this for nothing. It's going to be awesome. And the weather's just perfect. So,
wow.
And there's going to be a counter-summit
It sounds pretty exciting, I must say.
And then the 20th is a huge rally in March, spearheaded by the Iraq Veterans Against the War and all kinds of groups. And so it's amazing what's going on. There's all kinds of centers of activity all over the city, and on the other side they're hunkering down and expecting an invasion from Mars. Practically, it's really something.
I'd read a little bit on the internet about this, the way that they're locking down the city. I didn't realize it was the thing was coming up this weekend.
Big, huge there was, summit.
There was some discussion of that they may have some of those drone aircraft that they're using to kill people. They might be flying some of those around. Have you heard anything
about
that?
Well, on Monday, when NATO's still in town, on the 21st, there's going to be a big protest in front of Boeing, which is headquartered right here in downtown Chicago. And they're, manufacture all kinds of horrible things.
Yeah. Well,
I talked to a friend of mine who lives in the city. He was at Grand Central Station, one of the big train stations, and he saw something, and he was curious, and he looked behind there. There was like a black curtain, and a policeman came up to him and says, "You're under arrest." He talked his way out of it, but this is how serious they're getting. They're doing all this airplane surveillance on regular train commuters now for all this. And a lot of the big expressways are going to be shut down. They're shutting down businesses and museums and all kinds of things.
You probably can't even ride the L, huh?
Well, it's going to be difficult to do pretty much anything. And there's just thousands of extra security people. And there's no doubt there are infiltrators and all kinds of meetings and everything.
Yeah. You're still working as a toll booth operator?
Yeah, that's another problem we're having. The state has gone off on state workers. Now they want to yank everything that we've collectively bargained for over the last 40 years, just like in Wisconsin, although this is being done by Democrats. Of course, there's not really any difference. To me, the Republicans sort of formulate the policy, and the Democrats, they see it through. They don't have really any ideas of their own.
Yeah, it seems about that way, doesn't it?
So, this is another thing. There's going to be a huge, every state union is going to be in Springfield on the 15th as well, clamoring to, not have our rights and benefits and what was promised to us and what we paid into all these years compromised or taken away, because for decades they refused to put their fair share of what they're supposed to do to keep these systems going. So now that it's all going back on the workers, and like everywhere else, they're blaming the poor for all the economic problems. Although the state workers are probably the higher tier of workers anyway, union or wage workers. But if we get stabbed in the back, then there's really no hope for much of anybody to have union representation and have it be effective. So I don't know. The ultimate Walmartization of the workforce. And they're trying to shove down this private detention center down our throats. And south of the town south of me, they're trying to fast-track a huge privately run expressway. So they're trying to push quick take through the state legislature to push farmers off their, several-generation farms and underpay them, even in this depressed market. So that's another thing. There's like a three-pronged assault in my area right now with the expressway, the airport, which is another thing. That about a week and a half ago, Jesse Jackson Jr. brought three busloads full of preachers and media and had this phony baloney shovel ceremony trying to hurry up the airport. And the people out here counter-demonstrated. There was like 300 people in a mile-long line of tractors and horses and combines and, everything that people out here do, which basically are farmers. And the the cops wouldn't let us anywhere near what they were doing, but and they were taking chunks of dirt home to Cook County with them. You know, they think this is their salvation for jobs, literally, religiously. They had a dozen preachers with shovels. He was orchestrating. It was very surreal.
Wow. So you would say that despite all this, all the oppression and the lockdowns, people are still trying to go out and do something about what's going on, and try to get people to listen?
Yeah, I think the willingness for people to get out on the streets is increasing, and I don't see them being afraid of all the scare tactics they're using on them. They're talking about opening up Joliet Prison to stuff all the NATO protesters in, and you know, they act like they're going to have to arrest thousands of people and all this. But really, there's nothing going on except people having had enough and wanting to start to do something about it wherever they're at. Because everywhere you look, the government and their smarmy private industry partners are preying on us one way or another. So,
I'm convinced
like
that,
all the enthusiasm. There's a lot of excitement, especially with this whole thing in the city.
Preying on us, and they've pulled out all kinds of tricks to stop or slow down the Occupy movement and so forth. But so it's really very encouraging to hear that, in your experience, people in this. What is it? It's the second or third largest city in the country, right? And the people are actually out there trying to make a difference.
This whole People Summit is going to be at Occupy headquarters. They have a huge space, actually in Chinatown. They have like three or four floors of an old factory or something, and that's where we're going to have our big summit. So they're a big part of all this, and it's really sort of helping all the groups start coordinating their work and getting to know each other and get more serious with everything. And I'm really, I can't wait.
Okay.
I'm sure a lot of people feel the same way.
Yeah. Well, before we finish up here, I would like you to tell us the name of that immigration detention center you started out with, and let people know what they could search for on the internet to find out more about that. And anything else that you'd like them to search for, throw that in now too.
For what now?
Well, anything that people can find, any of your zines or any reports of what you're doing right now. Tell people where they can find out more information.
Okay, well, the Crete is spelled like the island off Greece, Crete, C-R-E-T-E, that's the town. So it's the Crete Detention Center, and we have a website, nocretedetentioncenter.com, and just you could Google Crete Detention Center or the actually, there's a really good video that Labor Beat put out that's on YouTube about the march. We started off at Cook County Jail. It was really cool, and then we ended up down here, you know, some really good stuff. And a guy even composed a song about it that's part of it. You could look that up. You could Google the People Summit in Chicago. I think you could go to peoplesummitchicago.com or org. And there's a big website about the whole summit and lists all the workshops and all the people speaking and all the things going on. It's pages and pages of stuff. So that's really interesting, all that stuff. And then, you know, you just Google NATO in Chicago and you'll come up with a million things.
Well, okay. Well, thank you.
And if you want any zines, you can always write to South Chicago ABC.
And I really appreciate having you back on the show. I hope we'll talk to you again in 2 or 3 months.
Yeah, anytime, buddy. Thanks. Let's go
All
get
right.
them.
Thank you. Have
Bye-bye.
A good night.
You too.
WorldNewsTrust.com is a news site that is trying to define the new mainstream. Their founder, Francis Goodwin, is a veteran journalist who set out on his own a few years ago and has slowly carved out a niche. What does the site do? It tells the truth and provides a place for intelligent columnists to talk about what's really happening in America. It's a good site with people who care about what's going on in America and the world. It's a great site with many loyal writers, including Ramsey Baroud, Harvey Wasserman, Mickey Z. There are too many to list them all. Some content is published on World News Trust First, some is published elsewhere and copied to World News Trust. We also welcome back World News Trust, who continue to support our show and host our website. Visit World News Trust for a dose of news with enlightened and informed opinion. It's not like Fox or CNN or the New York Times. It's World News Trust, defining the new mainstream in online journalism. Visit them today and tell them the New American Dream Radio Show sent you. WorldNewsTrust.com. And now, back to the show with your hosts, Chuck Gregory and Mike Pelichek.
And now for our ninth grade first period civics moment. Please follow along as I read from page one of our textbook, Democracy in America. To change things, because we are a free and open society, unlike so many others, write your congressman, vote, or then write another letter to your congressman. If you don't participate, you have no right to complain. But because you may someday realize these things are useless, you will have to find some extracurricular way to ever actually participate in the running of this country. And let's just say that perhaps, by some extraordinary happenstance of money or talent or circumstance, you might actually find you have a voice. That is when your biggest decision will be made. Either shut up and live the good American life, or persist in your selfish pursuits. And if you become powerful enough to actually change things, and continue to persist in your childish notion of democracy, someone will shoot you between the eyes or in the back of the head, and we will speak no more about you. Now please stand quietly next to your desks for the Pledge of Allegiance. The New American Dream is sponsored in part tonight by Greatest Generation Beer, brewed from the finest hops and barley something-something. Look for the long-haired hippie on the red, white, and blue can, because it's not about killing just because somebody tells you to and not being smart enough to think for yourself. It's all about the courage to fight for what is really right. Greatest Generation Beer. It is actually great.
You know, somewhere between September 11th and today, the enemy morphed from a handful of terrorists to the American population at large. Once upon a time, in the woods, on an island, down a rabbit hole, there were 19 very, very bad men. They were called terrorists. They had box cutters. They're very bad. They cut boxes, and they defeat air forces, and they put holes in buildings and bring down buildings. If you ever see a box cutter, oh, stop, drop and roll. Anyhow, there were these guys, these box cutters, and they were the enemy. If you were for box cutters, you were against us. But now, we are now all the bad men. Somehow we all became 19 men with box cutters who cannot be trusted in airports or talk on the phone without another adult listening. Somehow, we are all the enemy now. Good night. Do not get up to go to the bathroom or get a drink, or we'll take you very far away for a very long time. And we can do that. And no one will ever know or care. Sweet dreams now. Go to sleep.
Box cutters, cave dwellers, jet fuel bringing down steel structures. They hate us because of our freedoms. Anyone who is not with us is against us. Osama bin Laden has been buried at sea. The CIA is known as the company. CIA agents are called assets. The CIA, for the past 60-some years, 70 years, has killed, murdered, cheated, lied, duped, fooled, and disrupted anyone working anywhere for fairness for the poor. The CIA is the arm of American business. President John F. Kennedy saw this and said he was going to dismantle the CIA. They killed him, and then they fooled you, fooled all of us. And we pay for the CIA with our tax dollars. We sit next to assets at church. We do not storm the CIA building and tear it down brick by brick. Box cutters, cave dwellers, Osama bin Laden confessing on some tapes, somebody said somebody found somewhere. Anthrax. Barack Obama elected. George Bush elected. Paul Wellstone's plane has crashed in a forest. Robert Kennedy murdered, never became president. Martin Luther King murdered, never brought poor people to occupy Washington to demand justice for the poor, taking money out of the pockets of the rich. It's all the CIA. Poverty is not the problem, it is the solution. The business of America is business. The CIA, the fist of American business for over 70 years. Apple pie, Chevrolet, baseball, grandma, and the CIA. I'd like to now welcome our second guest, Esther Brown. Esther has been with us once before. She is with Project Hope to abolish the death penalty. Esther, are you there? Hello, Esther.
Hello.
Hello, Esther. How are you? This is Mike.
I am fine, and thank you for bringing me back.
And you betcha.
Seeing that really my organization doesn't belong to me. I'm just the executive director, but our organization, which was founded in '89 by death row inmates, and my board and my chair are on death row. In Alabama at Holman Prison. But so our focus really even is pretty much on Alabama, and we have more than enough to do right here. So I just thought I would like to bring you up to date with what's happening with us.
Yes.
Last year, Alabama, a very small state, we were number two in the nation for executions, right behind Texas. Now, per capita, we were number one, also in number of death sentences and our size of death row, number one. Also last year, we turned over sodium thiopental to the Drug Enforcement Administration and switched to pentobarbital. As you most probably know, three drugs are used when people are executed. Now, so they switched to pentobarbital. Never really revealed very much about the protocol, and that's Alabama. And so, at one of the executions, Eddie Powell, who was also mentally retarded, his execution was botched, as witnessed by his attorney. His eyes never closed. He clenched his fists and looked around and was confused. And that is actually not how theoretically it's meant to go. I have witnessed a couple of executions. One was in the electric chair, and the other one was lethal injection. And although I don't know whether the individual, Darrell Grayson, felt pain because the number two drug paralyzes you, I do know that his eyes closed. So then, coming to this year, in January, the state set two new execution dates. What happened was that they were both stayed by the 11th Circuit because there was no protocol that was revealed. We don't know the dosage. Alabama uses 2,500 milligrams. Some other states use double. There is no pinch test, and that's something that they do to make sure that the first drug has rendered the man or the woman, but usually it's a man, unconscious. Now, with Eddie Powell, and his attorney was there watching, nobody pinched him, which is what they do to see whether the person is still awake. nothing happened. So most probably there was excruciating pain, and she was paralyzed, and that's how he died. It was also stayed because there is such a thing as equal protection under the 14th Amendment, the right to be free from cruel and unusual punishment, and that was violated. And what the 11th stressed was this great secrecy that surrounds this whole execution process in Alabama. For me, I would say that it's typical for Alabama. The state refuses to reveal anything. It refuses to reveal how much it costs. Other states have done that. Basically, we know nothing. And so this is where we're at. Now, you may have noticed that when I talk about Alabama, I'm pretty negative, because that has been my experience. And, of course, it's the death penalty, but if you follow the news, you see on all other fronts, the news is always negative from Alabama. However, I do want to be a little bit positive, and as far as the death penalty goes, and nationally, there have been some developments. So, for example, Connecticut abolished the death penalty recently and became number 17, so 17 states do not have the death penalty. And there, nationally, there is a shortage of the drug that is used to kill people. I don't know how that's going to work out, but every day that we don't have an execution is good, because there's also such a thing as an expiration date. And I know that the manufacturers, which are in Europe, have categorically stated that they do not want their drugs used for executions. Now, some of the states say, well, you know, we bought this, and, you know, we are not going to worry about Europe. I don't know how that's going to happen, but I do know that, for example, Oklahoma has run out of the drug, and various other states are trying to negotiate or short. About Alabama, I can't tell you, because we don't know how much they have left. They have never revealed that. You know, Alabama doesn't have to tell anything. The other positive thing that happened was that in North Carolina, the Racial Justice Act was passed and was implemented in a trial where they showed that the man should not be given the death penalty because his trial was unfair due to racial discrimination. And we have a lot of this in Alabama, a lot of this. But this is North Carolina, but it does affect us. You know, it's sort of, it's in the air, I think. In California, they have managed to get abolition on the ballot. Now, of course, we don't know whether that will pass, but even that it got on the ballot, one didn't know whether it was going to. They needed quite a few signatures to do that. And then recently there was a comprehensive deterrence study done, which showed clearly that the death penalty is not a deterrent. And, you know, I mean, sometimes I really wonder about people who want to say that it's a deterrent. Do people really think? Most murders are committed when people are high, are drunk, are angry, and so on. Do you think they're going to stop and say, I better not do this because I might end up on death row? I mean, it's ludicrous. However, you know. And then there is this growing awareness of the cost of the death penalty. You know, we do have life without parole. Not that I think that is a wonderful sentence. I don't, because what it also infers that people cannot be rehabilitated. I think that says a lot about our correction system, that we don't think that we are able to rehabilitate anybody. But be that as it may, it is much more expensive to execute somebody than to lock them up for life. And I think there is a growing awareness of that. All kinds of studies have been done. Of course, not in Alabama because they won't give us the figures. But in places like North Carolina, Florida, Tennessee, there, you know, the figures definitely show it costs about twice as much to kill somebody. And why is that? Because the trial in and of itself is much longer. You have expert testimony. You have appeals and so on. So it costs a whole lot more.
Esther,
and there seems to be also a growing Republican support of abolition. And I'm not trying to do the Republicans in one way or the other, but on the whole, they tend to be more for the death penalty. But I think people are saying to themselves, this is not working. This is no good. You know, people are being exonerated through DNA, and then you wonder about the ones who weren't and who were innocent. For me, actually, it isn't so much about innocence and guilt. For me, it is, we can't be killing people. You know? I mean, it's just something we can't do.
Esther, this is Mike.
Yes. Hi, Mike.
I need to cut in. But thank you for all that. That's very informative, and I want to thank you for your work. And I want, if you could, in closing, if you could tell people how they can contact you, how they can help your work, how they can get more information about your work and Project Hope to Abolish the Death Penalty.
Okay. Thank you, Mike. Yes, there are several ways that you can find us. We have a website, www.phadp.org. You can go to Facebook, and you will find Project Hope to Abolish the Death Penalty in Alabama. You can call me, but if you go to our website, you will find the contact. We would love for you to get on our email list. Every now and then, as Mike knows, then I ask people to do something, like talk, write the governor, contact the legislators. That's important, to speak out. If you're living in Alabama, write to the newspaper. You know, they do publish letters. We have some very, very fine newspapers in Alabama who are extremely supportive. The media on the whole in Alabama is good. And so there are many things that you can do, but speak out, inform yourself, get on our email list. You will find that if you go to www.phadp.org. And if you don't get that now, all you have to do is Google and put in death penalty in Alabama, and I guarantee you will come to our website.
Esther, thank you very, very much, and I hope you'll have time in a couple months to come back and talk to us again.
Thank you, Mike. I really appreciate this. Thank you.
Have a good night.
Same to you. Good night.
What does it mean to be free? What has the war economy done to the lives of Americans? Join others for all the solutions at thespiritualun.org, because another world is possible. No human being is an enemy of another human being. War is a manufactured and artificial state. There is another way to live in this world through a new system that is uplifting to all. Let's go to a higher love. What did Jesus really teach? Did he teach onward Christian soldiers and bomb one another? No. John F. Kennedy, Robert F. Kennedy, Mahatma Gandhi, Martin Luther King Jr., Abraham Lincoln, our founding fathers, and you, your neighbors, all reaching for the best part of the human spirit. TheSpiritualUN.org, come together with us, carrying forward this nation's founders' universal ideals through the rejection of revenge, aggression, racism, war, and the debt slavery system. Real men don't kill. War and the debt slavery system is a crime against us all, against God, against all life, and is not fit for a progressive world. Join together here at thespiritualun.org, and we will build that new world for the 99% of us, without any leaders, corrupt as they are, because in the new system that is uplifting to all, they aren't necessary anymore. thespiritualun.org.
Don't stop thinking about tomorrow. Remember the night of the Clinton inaugural ball? The singing, dancing, the smiling, the dreams, the hopes. Remember how they gave up on health care? Remember the omnibus crime bill, the construction of dozens of new prisons? Remember the bombing of Yugoslavia for 70 days? Remember the Welfare Reform Act, the end of ADC? NAFTA, the end of jobs in America. Remember the pardon of Leonard Peltier? Drug running by the CIA in Mena, Arkansas? Gary Webb reports about that in the Mercury News, and later he's murdered. The sanctions on Iraq that killed 1 million people. The reversal of Glass-Steagall, which is all about the 99% and the 1% in today's headlines. I won't ask, and please don't tell me, if you voted for William Jefferson Clinton. Hope. Change. Elect Barack Obama. Remember the Democratic Party? John F. Kennedy. Robert F. Kennedy. We thought everything was possible, probable, and then they blew it all away. Huh. Clinton and Obama got the message, wouldn't you say? Yesterday, all my troubles seemed so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. For what reason, we have no idea. We'd also like to shout out to these men and women serving in 10,000 countries and municipalities, islands, peninsulas, knolls, glens, gullies, inlets, deltas, fjords, and firths overseas. Serving in Berlin and Aachen and Baden and Fufen and Mumm and Durdorf and Daden and Dasher and Prancer and Donder and Blitzen. We need you. Well, for what reason, we have no idea, but thank you for all you do. We're pleased to send you 50% of our tax dollars, for what reason, we have no idea. But because you're there and they thank you at ball games and on beer commercials, we thank you for all you do. For what reason, we have no idea.
Well, it's been another long week in Mount Liberty, Nebraska, my hometown. A while back, we heard some stories about Kate King, the daughter of Jack Robert King, the local internet radio show host. Well, Jack Robert's long gone, killed by the police, but Kate is still around, and she sent some transcripts of some of JRK's radio shows and some homemade notes to tell the story of their family. She sent it to the local newspaper, but they didn't want it, so she sent them to us. The basement tapes of Looking for Bigfoot Radio and Jack Robert King. And we are proud to be the ones to tell the world the story of a nobody who once existed, Jack Robert King, the story of us all. And as we learned in the last few weeks, Jack has left the family in Nebraska and taken a bus, headed to Oregon to look for Bigfoot, look for the truth about America. He broadcasts his radio show along the way. The listeners heard the bus gears grind, the door open and close as the bus passed over a railroad crossing and the driver saying something to Jack about why he was talking to himself.
Ichiro Suzuki, that all-star right fielder for Seattle, wears an American flag on the shoulder of his uniform. He wears the flag of the country that bombed his country with the atom bomb twice. The country also firebombed about a dozen other Japanese cities, killing thousands and millions of Japanese people, surely some of Ichiro's ancestors. What kind of a whore wears the United States flag on his shoulder? Anyone, not just some Japanese guy in right field. Morning. I'm tired. I guess we're not in Nebraska anymore. You do recall, I'm sure, in 2002, we had for about 6 days in this country something called the Office of Strategic Influence. Its stated goal was to plant false stories in the press and phony emails from disguised addresses and other covered activities to manipulate public opinion. Well, they had to close it down. Well, actually, They just had to change the name. That's all that was necessary. Of course, they still operate. Of course, they don't just plant false stories overseas. As Donald Rumsfeld said at the time, there's the name. You can have the name, but I'm going to keep doing every single thing that needs to be done. Okay, just going through my notes here. I once heard this Russian dissident recounting his years in captivity, said he felt that standing up to the KGB, he was fulfilling all his duties to God and man, something like that. Forget good job, forget driving kids home from practice, forget health insurance, standing up to the KGB. Same thing here. Stand up to the CIA, the FBI, Bush. Then you've done your job. Well, nobody tell you that. I will. Don't kill, though. That ruins it. Just stand up to them. Well, maybe de-pants them, throw a pie in their face, key their nice cars, rub shit right in their faces. That's all allowed, encouraged, but no hurting, no killing, no guns. Okay, now, what I recall about that first Bush Jr. election is a shot on the television of the Bush family lounging in some room, maybe in Texas, late on election night. The reporter asked George W. something. He responded by saying they're waiting to hear from Florida. The rest of the family members, Barbara, Big George, they don't make direct eye contact with the camera. Sort of like a family at home in their jammies watching their favorite show, and then a neighbor shows up wanting to chat. They looked concerned, tense, yet anticipatory. They knew something was happening in Florida that the rest of us knew nothing about. They knew that life and power in fishing boats came from something beyond just getting up at 5 to scrape ice off the windshield. To these folks, life was about shaping events to suit your wants. And you can do that when millions of people fill their days with television and work and worry and tracking teenagers with cell phones, oblivious to anything beyond the reach of the garage door opener. And so the people lost Florida, and another chunk of democracy in America broke off like an ice floe in the Arctic. Al Gore said he needed to accept what had happened and move on. Tom Daschle and Dick Cathcart said the same thing. We wanted them to chain themselves to the White House front gate, stand on the Senate floor, shout the senators to throw eggs at the... But they smiled at the camera and gestured with their thumbs tucked inside their index fingers and said they were good to go. Of course, the newspapers and television were all about accepting the Bush presidency. We were subjected to drivel, nothing of substance. Absolutely no food for the soul for the coming long journey in the desert. Let me tell you that after the Supreme Court gave the presidency to Bush, I was devastated. It was so wrong. It should not happen here. I remember thinking, of course they killed Kennedy. It's so obvious now they can do whatever they want. I looked down on the quiet neighborhood, the frozen backyard, the naked trees, held my head in my hands, thinking we must do something. We cannot accept this. We cannot let our children watch the TV and us out of the corner of their eyes and note that we do nothing. I considered going to the Armed Services Recruiting Center, throwing concrete blocks through the windows and scattering leaflets. I drove there to see where I might park my car, how I might make my getaway. Wrote to some friends suggesting we might consider such an act of resistance to this illegal regime. They wanted nothing to do with it. I thought some more. Decided to also do nothing, unless writing is doing something. I decided to keep working at my books rather than toss blocks. When I heard the news of the attacks in New York, I was writing upstairs, probably trying to find a rhyme for cat or that. I must say my initial thought was they attacked the symbolic military and financial centers of the United States and the payback is a bitch. Though now, I believe the Bush government was in on it. While most of us spend our lives picking up children and dropping them off, washing dishes and speeding to work, then speeding home to watch our shows. The rest of the world is hurting and starving. We in America don't care about anything outside our yard. The world does not exist. It's the flyover news briefs on page 5 that we leaf through on our way to the comics and sports. All this while our governments and corporations are starving the world. My gut feeling was the world was telling us they were not going to take it anymore. I think we must dare to imagine why these things happen. In the aftermath, the Patriot Act, anthrax attacks, preparation for the inevitable bombing of Afghanistan, I wrote a note and taped it to our fire hydrant on our corner on my way to do my paper route. The note said, "The United States Air Force, our terrorists." For 3 or 4 mornings, my paper was ripped down. Someone then taped a note to our front door saying, "Go to Canada if you don't like it here." I wrote letters to the editor. A police officer came to our door one night, said they received a call from someone saying I had ties to Osama bin Laden. That time was chilling in America. Flags rippled from the antennas of Chevrolet Impalas and Dodge Land Rovers. Kate Smith sang every half hour on the radio. The television station sported jazzy new logos, America's new war. And then we bombed Afghanistan in the preamble to the long run-up to the slaughter of the children of Iraq. Would evil men kill to gain money and power? Lots of money, lots of power. Would they plot to rig a presidential election in America, the land of Campbell soup and Post Toasties? I want the answer to be no. There's no worry. Go jogging, take a nap, relax with an old style on the patio. It's going to be all right. I don't have to do anything. I wonder if my half-brothers, the writers in Czechoslovakia during Soviet rule, ever held out a brick in one hand and a piece of paper in the other to try to judge their weight.
And that's the news from Mount Liberty, where all the soldiers are thugs, all the Democrats are cowards, and all the Homeland Security COINTELPRO journalists are about average.
We'd like to thank you all for joining us for the New American Dream Radio Show. Come back again next week, same time, same place. Stay tuned now for Black Op Radio coming up next, with our producer, Lena Senek, and he always has a really good show. We'd like to thank WorldNewsTrust.com, TheSpiritualUN.org, and June2508.com, the websites of the three sponsors of our show. Thank you, and good night, Mike.
Good night, Chuck. Stay warm. And good night, Mrs. Calabash. Good night, Todd Beamer. And good night, Barbara Olson, wherever you are.
What if we find that equality is the greatest gift that God gave humans? What if we find that no human being is an enemy of another human being if it's just been politics all along? What if all politics and politicians were jettisoned from our planet? What if we lived simply through our great principles and universal ideals? What if we flowed our human life through all-American founding of liberty and happiness for all? What if the American founding blueprint allowed us the right progress of all people, without sin for the religious and without error for the rational? What if we put money to work simply for the good stewardship of the planet and the caring of all people? What if our new oil on the planet is simply human creativity and that is all energy free, non-harmful, and universal? What if we governed ourselves without a master as the fulfillment of the American Founders' version? What if we decided it was love's turn on the planet? Join together here at thespiritualun.org and we will build that new world for the 99% of us. Thespiritualun.org. WorldNewsTrust.com is a new site that is trying to define the new mainstream. Their founder, Francis Goodwin, is a veteran journalist who set out on his own a few years ago and has slowly carved out a niche. What does the site do? It tells the truth and provides a place for intelligent columnists to talk about what's really happening in America. It's a good site with people who care about what's going on in America and the world. It's a great site with many loyal writers, including Ramsey Baroud, Harvey Wasserman, Mickey Z. There are too many to list them all. Some content is published on World News Trust First, some is published elsewhere and copied to World News Trust. We also welcome back World News Trust, who continue to support our show and host our website. Visit World News Trust for a dose of news with enlightened and informed opinion. It's not like Fox or CNN or the New York Times. It's World News Trust, defining the new mainstream in online journalism. Visit them today and tell them the New American Dream Radio Show sent you. WorldNewsTrust.com. What does it mean to be free? What has the war economy done to the lives of Americans? Join others for all the solutions at thespiritualun.org, because another world is possible. No human being is an enemy of another human being. War is a manufactured and artificial state. There is another way to live in this world through a new system that is uplifting to all. Let's go to a higher love. What did Jesus really teach? Did he teach onward Christian soldiers and bomb one another? No. John F. Kennedy, Robert F. Kennedy, Mahatma Gandhi, Martin Luther King Jr., Abraham Lincoln, our founding fathers, and you, your neighbors, all reaching for the best part of the human spirit. TheSpiritualUN.org. Come together with us, carrying forward this nation's founders' universal ideals through the rejection of revenge, aggression, racism, war, and the debt slavery system. Real men don't kill. War and the debt slavery system is a crime against us all, against God, against all life, and is not fit for a progressive world. Join together here at thespiritualun.org, and we will build that new world for the 99% of us, without any leaders, corrupt as they are, because in the new system that is uplifting to all, they aren't necessary anymore. thespiritualun.org.